two totally different positions. So they Brian's playing more on the outside now, and it doesn't affect Zach or Dylan's playing time at all.
Okay, so like even when you're talking about like how you scheme it, you don't even
play right. It. Yeah, no, it's not. It's it doesn't. You know, it doesn't affect it in that way. And so, you know, especially like as it, well, both of them, but, you know, Zach Cunningham's role has not changed at all, and neither has Dylan's. You know, Dylan missed a lot of time with an injury, came back, though, and he's playing pretty well, too. So, in addition to all the special teams duties that they both have, so that doesn't affect it at all. Brian's more playing on the edge of the defense than he is on the inside. It's trending towards him being able to go, yes.
With you guys have competed, you haven't got the wins that you want lately.
Right.
You guys have played hard.
Yeah.
Prior to you, just the effort, you know, just kind of the competitiveness you still see from the team, even though the season's well over.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of this team. I mean, you know, look, this is football. I mean, football, some years, you know, just don't go as well as other years. You know, it's the way the ball bounces. You know, certain, you know, obviously I always talk to you guys about having to coach better, having to improve that area. But as far as like these guys playing and playing hard and being united in that way, you know, that's the identity of our team. You know, any team that I would ever want to be associated would play that way, play hard, play tough. You know, at times it just hasn't been good enough, but that's not from lack of effort.
What have you thought about the job that Cunningham has done this year?
Good. He's had a good year for a rookie linebacker. I think he's done a good job, you know, and it's been something that, you know, I think he's gotten better and better. I think he's very serious about it. He studies, he prepares, and, you know, we're real happy with where he's at right now.
Has he shown a lot from when you first got a hold of him to where he is now?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's gotten better and better. He's physical. He can run. He's good on special teams. He's got a really good future in this league.
Lamar was talking about how he's a little disappointed that his yards per carry are down this year. What have you seen from him?
I would say we all, you know, we're all disappointed in where our running game is right now. You know, we've tried every scheme there is, and it just hasn't been good enough lately. So, you know, relative to Lamar, he runs hard. He does what we ask him to do, and hopefully we can, you know, make some yards in a running game against Jacksonville.
How have you thought, I know it's kind of a bigger picture question, but how do you think it's gone with you taking over the play calling and having you focus more on the offense and having Romeo and Vrabel?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't describe it that way. You know, I have been a lot more involved in the offense, but I coach all three phases, Sarah. Like, if you were around every single day, you know, in our meetings and stuff, I start every day with a three-phase presentation to the team, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I don't really look at it that way. I'm not going to talk about where we are offensively. We're just concentrating on Jacksonville, and, you know, we're 4-9, so we're not as good as we were last year, obviously, so – as a team, you know, we have to figure out how to get better, and hopefully we can get better this weekend.
Do you consider T.J. Yates, from a technical standpoint, pretty sound? His footwork, his execution, his play action, things like that, things he does well?
Yeah, I think he does those things well. I think he does. I think he's got good footwork. I think he's an accurate guy. He takes a lot of pride in the details of the position. Yes, I definitely think he's a good technical quarterback.